Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and this interview was recorded for the UK Wine Show. For the latest news and terms and conditions, go to ukwineshow.co.uk. Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and I'm here with Sasha Spiranitz. How are you, Sasha?
I'm great. Nice to meet you again.
Every time I say your name, you laugh at me like I've got it completely wrong.
Well, I know it's our Croatian and the Slav names are not easy to pronounce.
What we're going to talk about today is some of the indigenous grape varieties in Croatia. Croatia, as we said last week, has been making wine for a couple of thousand years, possibly even 3,000. You have your own grape varieties. What are the top white grape varieties in Croatia?
We have three top white varieties. Key word for Croatia is diversity. Croatia is a very small country, but in the same time we have very different climatic conditions in Croatia. We have Alps, which are very cold. We have south of Dalmatia, which is warm as Sicily. We have Pannonian, Hungarian or Burgenland, Austrian climate in our lowlands of Slavonia, and we have Istrian combination of Mediterranean climate and Alps. So Alps meet Mediterranean in Istria, and all those conditions simply need different varieties. We don't use same varieties in all those regions. Every region have their own variety. Back to the whites. Most popular whites in Croatia are Graševina, which is same as Welsh Riesling, but we in Croatia are very proud about our name.
Welsh Riesling is quite a common grape in Eastern Europe. You don't see it a lot in Western Europe.
Yeah. First of all, Welsh Riesling is a bad name because it is not Riesling. It is Graševina. Then we have a very popular Malvasia Istriana in Istria, in western part of country, in southern part of country, in Dalmatia. Most popular is Poship.
Let's start off with Graševina. What sort of styles of wine does that produce?
Graševina is one special variety. It's not very popular, first of all, because of synonym Welsh Riesling, which telling you that it's fake Riesling. It's not Riesling at all, and it shouldn't be called that in that way. But Graševina in cooler regions have lack of body, and that's the problem of Graševina in cooler regions, so Croatia or Slovenia or Hungary.
It doesn't produce a lot of alcohol or too much acidity, or what's the...
Exactly. Not enough alcohol, too much acidity, and greeny, bittery on the end of taste.
Okay.
But when you put Graševina in warmer conditions, you get the body, you get the sugars, and you get the much nicer expression of variety.
So is it growing more down the Dalmatian end of...
No, in Dalmatia. It's still in continental part of Croatia, but it's in more sunny, in more warm part of Croatia. And second problem, when you put Graševina in warm conditions, you lost your flavor, you lost your aroma.
So you either get flavor and no body, or body...
Or body and no flavor.
No. Oh, okay. And what is the flavor that it produces?
Well, first, we have two perfect pots in Croatia where Graševina have enough sun and enough body, but still manage to preserve that nice, nice flavors. That's Kutjevo region and that's Danube region in Croatia.
Okay, that's on the west, eastern. Yep.
Flavors of Croatia are combination of herbal and fruity aromas. When Graševina is fresher style, then you have more fruity aromas, like apples, like bananas. When you have more riper style, that comes flowery and herbal aromas, a lot of flowery aromas like chamomile, like yellow flowers.
It's quite strange that you say that it, normally the warmer the climate, you see grapes and they go through more of a herbally flavor when it's quite cool, and then they go through more of a stone fruity flavor and then maybe quite a ripe flavor. But you seem to say that in the warmer regions, it actually produces more herbally notes.
Yeah, but not peppery herbally notes. Herbally, but with more dry grass, not fresh cut grass.
Is it a function of yields? Because often in the warmer places, people go for massive yields, and because of the high yields, you can't get the flavor out.
Graševina is yieldy variety, but good position, you have moderate yields. And producers who cares about yields, they pull out best from Graševina. Especially in those regions, Kutjevo in Slavonia, in eastern part of Croatia, where is a lot of volcanic soil mixed with clay. There is perfect conditions for best expression of variety, which is very minerally mixed with some fruity nose, with some flower traces.
The other grape variety, we tried quite a lot of these, Malvasia istriana. We tried quite a few of those ones, and I found them really quite tangy on the finish. You know, you're big on the nose, but quite a, to me, it reminded me of like a Fino Sherry without the oxidation.
Malvasia istriana is a unique variety. Malvasia is well-known big family of varieties from Mediterranean. You can find it in all countries, in Greece, Spain, Italy, France, Madeira, Croatia. But that Malvasia istriana, this one particular, is totally unique, and you can find it only in Istria and small quantities in Friuli in Italy. It's always dry. It's always kind of fleshy, let's say, in the mouth if it's not too yieldy. Mm-hmm. Very important. And when it comes from western part of Istria appellation, it's rich with fruity aromas of peach, of citrusy, and maybe sometimes banana when it's from a warmer parts closer to the sea.
It's still quite good acidity though, isn't it? It's quite a crisp
one. No, it's not
wine.
Very. Malvasia is in acidity. Acidity is, let's say, 5 grams in wine. It's not low acidity, yeah. But it's not. It's never high. But minerals are perfectly expressed in Malvasia. And minerals preserve that freshness of the wine. Together with that freshness gives you that tangy feeling, what you mentioned.
At the finish, yeah.
At the finish.
After you swallow, you sort of go...
Plus some bitterness on the end, bitterness on the end. It's very typical.
And then the other white grape variety you mentioned was Poship.
Poship is a variety from Dalmatia. Poship is also a native Croatian variety. Before 7 to 8 years, you could find only on one island. But today become very popular, and in all Dalmatia, a lot of winemakers plant new vineyards of Poship. Because Poship, despite extreme warm conditions of Dalmatia, Poship perfectly preserve acidity and balance of the wine of the grape and later of the wine. So today is very popular. There is two phases of Poship, two styles of Poship. One is more fresh, fruity with some grassy Sauvignon Blanc notes, and another one is ripe on lees, made on lees and in barrels, 500 liter or 1000 liter barrels. So those two styles are most common.
What wines do you find sort of are quite popular in Croatia of these white varieties, and what do you think exports well? And are they the same? You know?
Graševina is most popular in Croatia, and in the same time is most exported wine, especially in the neighboring countries. Neighboring countries as Bosnia, Serbia, Slovenia likes Croatian Graševina. Then Germany is our second biggest market, export market. And these last 2 years, we are entering new markets as United States, United Kingdom, Scandinavian countries.
And what about the big red varieties? What are the key varieties there?
The most important red variety in Croatia is Plavac Mali. Plavac Mali is a child of Zinfandel and another Croatian variety called Dobričić. And it's the most planted variety in Croatia in Dalmatia. Dalmatia covers almost 85% of vineyards with red grapes.
I think we tried about 15 red varieties. One of the things I noticed about Croatian wines anyway, the red ones, is you're not afraid of getting tannins in the wines. You know, there were some real grippy wines and big backbone of acidity, which really highlights the tannins. But one of the Plavac Mali wines we had was actually quite soft and quite rounded, I thought.
Yes, that's true. It's a battle between traditionalist and modernist, let's say. You can find two styles of Plavac Mali. One is more modern, more softer, more with international style, with those aromas of oak, and they try to put them in the gloves, you know. And you have still a lot of traditionalists who try to preserve old expression of Plavac Mali, which is more tannic, which is not maybe perfect for spoiled market who expects, you know, wine without any
edges.
Yeah, exactly, thanks. But still, that wine also have some qualities that's let's say wild one.
And You said it's the most common grape variety, Plavet Mali. Where's it grown?
Mostly in Dalmatia.
Down the south side?
Yeah, for good Plavet Mali, positions are always southern slopes towards the sea.
You showed me a picture of a vineyard, which I thought was quite a funky vineyard, of these stone walls around two or three vines and looked like wood chippings in the middle. That was Plavet Mali that they were growing there, wasn't it?
That was Babich. That was another variety, also the Dalmatian variety, and that vineyard is in the period of protecting by United Nations, by UNESCO, because it's monument to the human work.
You sort of said it was how it was cultivated years ago.
It's still cultivated this way, so you can cultivate this vineyard only with human hands. Even donkey cannot enter the vineyard because those walls which circling the plants. And, of course, at the end, that wine have to be expensive. Yields are very low, and everything have to be done by hand.
And what other grape varieties? We tried one that was quite acidic, and still quite a lot of tannins as well. That was quite interesting.
That was Istrian one from Istria, from western part of Croatia. That was Teran. Name of variety was Teran. Teran is variety which needs waiting and patience. With high acidity in Teran is also almost as in Riesling, for example. So there is...
Which is really high for a red wine.
Really. I think that Teran is variety which highest acidity of all varieties what I see in my career.
Oh, really?
But at the same time, thanks to... polyphenols, which Teran have a lot.
So that's the flavor and the color and all
exactly,
that sort of stuff.
Exactly, color.
Has it got a big thick skin, has it?
Skin is not thick very. That's catch with Teran. You have to be very good winemaker to get good Teran, because skin is not very thick. And Teran is, thanks to polyphenols and acidity and tannins, Teran is a variety perfectly... For aging, best Teran comes after 5 years of aging. Before 5 years of aging, Teran is not a wine for... It can be easy, it can be fruity, it can be light. But if you want a nice, complex wine with marked acidity, with marked character, in that case, it should be aged for 5 years at least.
Yep.
And I advise always 8 years to 15, best time to drink Teran.
Okay. A lot of these red wines remind me a bit of Barolo with their high tannins, their high acidities, and not necessarily the same grape variety, but and needing a lot of time in bottle just to settle down and become a lot more palatable. Have people sort of tried aging these wines for 20 years, 30 years? And if so, what sort of things can you expect?
Well, we don't have such long experience because we start with good Terrans before 15 years. I made few vertical tasting of Terrans in last few years, and Terrans aged perfectly. For example, it was workshopped Terran 2000 vintage, which was in perfect condition without any traces of tertiary aromas. It was clean, nice, fruity. It was fresh, and tertiary aroma comes in Teran much later, in maybe some 15 years.
So it does develop some off flavors if left long enough.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a shame, exactly. Especially for winemakers.
Okay, and what is there any more red varieties that are quite popular?
Well, northern part of Croatia, where is much cooler region, most popular is Pinot Noir. Mm-hmm. In eastern continental part of Croatia, is very popular are Pannonian varieties as Blaufränkisch, Zweigelt, or French varieties as Merlot or Cabernet Sauvignon.
You mentioned Plavet Mali has one of the parentages with Zinfandel. The original grape variety isn't called Zinfandel in Croatia. What's it called in Croatia?
Well, that's hard to pronounce even to me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Excellent. Off you go, mate.
Croatian name for Zinfandel is Crljenak.
Great. Yep. Crljenak. And it is Zinfandel, though, isn't it? The Californian grape variety.
Exactly. There's the same variety, born in Croatia, then moved to Italy, to Austria, and finally into the United States.
We were talking about this because I heard the story that it went Croatia, Italy, and was called Primitivo, and then from Italy, off to New York and then off to the West Coast eventually. But you seem to think it may have landed up in Austria before it headed over to, yeah, to New York. What's the story there?
In Austria, there is one big vineyard where during the Austrian Empire, scientists were preserve all varieties from the empire. They also have Zinfandler variety, Austrians. So there is theory that somebody from United States buy or take grapes from wines from that big vineyard.
Yep, the nursery, yep.
Yeah, and bring to the United States. But they use Zinfandler name, which became Zinfandel later, but it's not Zinfandler, it's another grape.
Oh, okay.
It's confusion, but it could be also that way.
Oh, okay. That's interesting, isn't it? Okay, then, Sasha, I think we're going to wrap it up there. Thank you very much.
Thank you, too.